Justin Peebles just wants to work. He hasn't had a full-time job since 2007 and has applied for more than 40 jobs in the past few months. He lives at a halfway house in Wausau and worries about his future.
I'll be evicted from my apartment. I'll go back to the shelter, and I don't know what's going to happen after that. So, I mean, it'll start spiraling down.
Peebles is epileptic after a traumatic brain injury in 2010 and says his seizures can be serious. He needs help finding a job with limited hours and a safe environment, free of sharp objects and hard floors.
It's pretty hard, so there ain't many jobs like that out there.
So he applied for help from the state agency tasked with helping people with disabilities find work, the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation, or DVR, but was told he'd have to wait for months to meet with a counselor. He's been waiting since April for the call. Case manager at the advocacy group Access to Independence, Nick Zowski, says it can be really hard for people like Peebles to find work because the department simply doesn't have the resources to help everyone. More than 4,000 people are currently waiting for help.
The services are good if you can get them. The major problem is just that they're not available to a lot of people.
Despite the growing wait list, for 3 years in a row, the agency hasn't taken advantage of all of the federal money that is available. According to the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau, DVR could have nearly eliminated its wait list by requesting that money this budget cycle. The state could have received $15 million federal dollars if the legislature would have provided $4 million in matching funds.
I think that, you know, I mean, it would be great to not have wait lists.
That's DVR Administrator Mike Greco, who says DVR is already meeting federal standards and the goal it's set for itself, so it didn't request the money.
We have the staffing that we need. We have the funding that we need to provide comprehensive services. Our wait time is under 6 months. The program is doing very well.
But that may change soon. According to DVR's own estimates, under the current budget, the typical wait time for clients, currently 4 to 5 months, will grow by 1 to 2 months by the middle of 2015. Democratic State Senator and Joint Finance Committee member Jennifer Schilling doesn't think it makes sense to turn down the extra federal help when the state is behind the rest of the country in terms of job creation. A recent national report ranked Wisconsin 33rd in private sector growth for 2012. That's far below the governor's goal.
We should be investing in programs that are helping people find stable employment.
Chair of the council that oversees DVR, Linda Vigo, says the investment is worth it. DVR helps get people off of public assistance and into the workforce, where they earn salaries and spend money in local economies.
The return on investment is over 200%. So why wouldn't they want to get every federal dollar they could to get a 200% return on investment?
Justin Peebles continues to worry about whether he'll be able to pay his rent or buy food this week.
It's something I worry about every day. You know, I always worry when I come back to my apartment. It's like, God, okay, one more day.
Peebles says he needs to pay the bills, but more than anything, he says he just wants to feel like a productive member of society. Tegan Wendland, Wisconsin Public Radio.